Well, good morning, Brother Brian, and good morning, brethren. And we're going to, I'm going to read the morning resolve in certain chunks and just do my best to walk you through what stands out to me as we read it. So if you have your morning resolve in front of you, go ahead and pull it out. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Psalm 116, 12 through 14. When you look up the word resolve, there's a few different definitions of it, but the one that stands out to me the most is that it is a firm determination. I am going to wake up and be determined today to serve the Lord in different ways. This is almost a mission statement. I am determined to make sure that my first thought of the day, as well as my last thought of the day, is going to be, how am I going to please the Lord today? That's really what I want to accomplish, isn't it? I need to take stock of the many blessings and benefits that God has given us. I love serving the Lord. I love the feeling that he's using me for something for his purpose. And if you want to get straight to the point of priorities, of what the meaning of life is, what can anyone do that is better than being in the Lord's service? What other service out there is there where success is guaranteed based on our efforts and our heart's intentions? What other service out there can I provide that's guaranteed to result in uplifting joy? And what other thing could I possibly do today that would guarantee success and joy? And there's nothing. It's the highest priority that there could be. Remembering the divine call, gather my sins together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. This morning, I need to reestablish my connection with God. I need to be prayerful. I need to be purposeful. I need to be intentional. The flesh has a variety of its own preferences, and they come and go in different strengths and wavelengths and so on. If I'm not intentional, if I'm not purposeful, I could be pulled in a variety of directions. And the questions that I need to ask both the Lord and myself is what I should do and how I should do it. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today as a saint of God fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh in its interests that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor myself, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I need to be purposeful with others for a few different reasons. My actions are a witness of God to others. Whatever it is that I do, people will take note of it. They'll take stock of it. And when they hear that I serve God, are they going to think, well, he's kind of a hypocrite? Or are they going to think, yeah, that makes sense, because it shows in his character, it shows in his actions, it shows in his intentions. The person that he is comes across like somebody who serves the Lord. And how I feel about others and how I act toward others, what I do with them and for them, is the greatest test that I'm going to face in the eyes of God. The Lord commanded me to love others more than I love myself. And today is a good day to do something with that thought in mind. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, in all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him come what may. So today, I am resolved, I am determined that I will be filled with peace. I will keep the Lord in the front of my mind and be instant in prayer throughout the day. I am determined to be filled with the peace of God. When I'm focused on peace, when I'm focused on calm, when I'm focused on the rest of God that's talked about in Hebrews chapter 3 and chapter 4, it fights off so much of the anxieties that the world can bring towards us. It instantly, you know, when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling anxious, when other things want to get in the way, and that's what the adversary is trying to do, when you are still and remembering that God is right there with you, it automatically fights off so many of those concerns. Today, I'm not going to go about my worldly duties and see if I can fit in service to God along the way. Instead, I'm going to make sure that my priorities are straight. I am going to serve the Lord today. And while serving the Lord, I am also going to fulfill my worldly responsibilities. Thank you, Brother Brian. Back to you.